The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two, and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father. A mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother. A mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. May the Lord be praised in the reading of his word. May we be blessed in its hearing, for this is the gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. How about that good news gospel, huh? Too bad I'm not a hellfire and brimstone preacher. I'd have a heyday with that one. I would like to focus in a few minutes on the gospel reading itself. But before I do, I want to tell you a little story, an anecdote about a classmate of mine was telling me, one of my fellow Carmelites. He said his parents had a very long marriage, and they were getting ready to celebrate, I think, their 65th anniversary. And one of the grandkids came up to Grandma and said, Grandma, you and Grandpa have been married many years, appear to be very happy and successful. What do you attribute the success of your marriage to? And Grandma said, thought about it for a minute, and she said, well, two things. She said, the first one is, you know, we're Catholic, and your grandpa and I do not believe in divorce. So no matter what, we were going to be together. And the granddaughter said, what's the second one? She said, we don't have a gun in the house. I thought there was an honest answer. So today we focus on fire and brimstone. And this, I was thinking, living here in California, I live over, by the way, in Sun Valley, which is very close to the, I think they're the Verdugo Mountains. And believe me, I've seen a lot of fire over there. And it gets close at times, you know, and maybe it gets close to you as well. And you wonder yourself, you know, how close is this fire going to come? What do I need to do to prepare for it? What happens if it hits my home? Those are very, very serious questions, I think, for people to have to face. And we know that some people have faced some terrible disasters when they have lost their homes and all their physical possessions to these fires. So certainly it's a very serious thing. But there's another side to that fire, that business of fires too, that we know that, or at least this is what we're told by the forestry people, that the fires come in and they may lay destruction on the forest, but then after a period of time, the forest is like purified, isn't it? And there's new growth and there's fresh growth, and all of this is kind of biologically determined how it all works out. And then a few years later, we have a fresh forest growing. And as I reflected on that, I thought about how that can apply to our own selves at times. You know, that maybe rather than turning this out against other people, in a sense bringing fire and brimstone upon them, maybe we need to bring a little fire and brimstone on ourselves, in the sense of maybe at times we need a cleansing. There's something that we're holding on to that we need to get rid of. Maybe it's a sin that has just had us in its grip for such a long time that we get discouraged. And yet the question is then, well, in addressing that issue in our lives, Do we take advantage of the sacrament of reconciliation? Do we go to confession regularly or at all? Do we take advantage of the sacramental life of the church in order to help us to, in a sense, cleanse ourselves of that which we need to give up or get rid of or to change in our lives? Don't we all have things in our lives that we need to change? And doing so, of course, is never easy. It takes courage and hard work to bring about changes in our lives in order to move, in a sense, to a different level. And that different level can be very much a different level of our spirituality and our connection with Christ. When we seek a more intimate connection with the Lord. As I was reflecting on this gospel and upon the difficult decisions that sometimes we make and the need for cleansing in our lives and to bring about change, I was reminded of a student of mine that I had in graduate school many years ago. And she was older than most of the other students in the class. And one day she pulled me aside and she said, "I want to tell you something about myself." Okay, I'd love to hear stories of people's lives. She said she had lived on the East Coast, and she said she woke up one day and she said, "I'm 50 years old. I'm terribly unhappy. I'm in a relationship that is a disaster." And she said, at that moment, she just decided it's now or never. She quit her job. She said adios to her partner or relationship, and she moved out to California and began a graduate program, and she got a new job and really changed her life. The thing I took away from that was the courage that she had in doing that, in making that move all by herself. She just said, "I've got to change." But then the question is for each one of us, what is it that we need to change? What is it that we need to have that fire to light within our hearts to bring about some significant change and a recommitment to the Lord? God bless you.